KTOO's Juno Afternoon, and I'm your host, Mandy Nguyen. Our last guest today is Electra Gardinier, here to share about the Juno Fine Arts Camp, a summer arts program that has been active in Juno for over 30 years. Welcome to the show, Electra.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. And to start, tell us a little bit about Fine Arts Camp and how it might look like this summer.
Absolutely. So Fine Arts Camp is a long-standing program for kids entering kindergarten all the way up through sixth grade. Usually, of course, we meet in person, but that's not going to happen this summer. So instead, we have local artists and teachers who have prepared art kits, and families can order those art kits for their kids. We're really excited about it.
And what are some of those art kits, and how will that look like at home versus how it was in the previous summers?
Absolutely. So, I mean, the beauty of Fine Arts Camp is that kids get to see their friends and get to have creative time all day with incredible Juno artists. So it is going to look different. Instead we are making art kits, and families get to have those kits. There will still be some interaction in that each teacher is creating videos. So videos that give you really clear instructions about how to complete the art project, but it definitely will be a little bit more responsibility on parents to facilitate some of the artwork because art is messy and there's just no other way to still have fun. So some of the art kits that we have this summer are macrame plant holders. Those are going to be really fun. Our friends from Uncharted Beauty Alaska have partnered with us on that. We have acrylic painting and collage. We have comic books and zines, which is one of our most popular classes in the past. So excited to offer that in a kit. And then I'll be working on a snail mail and watercolor postcard kit. So simple projects, but still coming with instructions and all the materials you need to do the project at home. So everything from, you know, your pencil to your paint will be included in the kit. So it's just a kind of one stop, grab your kit and go.
Mm-hmm. And I had even read that there was also a kit for dance. Is that correct?
I'm so glad you reminded me. Indeed, yes. So the dance kit will be actually a series of videos that you get access to, and it's contemporary dance. It's going to be a really fun class to keep kids active, and I don't even see why you couldn't do it outside in the sun on a day like today.
Given how different the Fine Arts Camp will have to be for the summer, do you see any kind of opportunities in this new format?
You know, I do. Art kits within the Juno School District have been really popular. We just have such a thriving arts community in town. I think this could open some doors for families to be doing art projects with their kids throughout the year rather than just through our summer programming. You know, also acknowledging that, you know, a big wild summer camp with 500 kids isn't always the environment that every kiddo wants. So right. I do think that this is an opportunity for us to expand our programming and maybe in the future offer options of, do you want to come to camp? Or, you know, do you want to take a project home with you? So, yeah, of course, always trying to look at the silver lining this year and coming up with new ideas for how to keep kids creative.
I think it's a really wonderful point. Like, kids, not all kids necessarily would embrace the hundreds of other kids that they'd be around with during a fine arts camp. So I think that's a really great silver lining. And you had said that artists were making kits for these. Are these just local artists or?
Yeah, absolutely. So every year we have a series of artists that come to camp and work with us. This year we have Jessica Hoffman, Jordan Kendall, me, Electra Gardner, Kristen Price, and Janice Hurley. So we don't have as many teachers this year simply because, you know, life has been pretty chaotic for lots of our local artists and community members, but also just because we're not offering as many kits. It's our first time doing it, and we're just trying to figure out what works. But certainly in the future, hopefully next summer, we'll be back to hosting live camps, and we are always looking for interested artists or teachers or, you know, somebody who just loves doing crafts with their kids and, you know, is ready to dive in the camp setting. So definitely this is an opportunity, a great one for teachers or artists who are doing kind of part-time mix matching their lives together to come and work for us over the summer.
Mm-hmm. And can people already get access to the art kits?
Absolutely. So let's get to the details. Art kits are available to pre-order right now through junodance.org. So Juno Dance Theater has hosted Art Camp for 30 years, and we are so lucky to have a nonprofit in our town that is just so focused on keeping kids creative through dance, through theater, through fine art. So please visit junodance.org. to pre-order any art kits. We will be distributing those art kits a couple different hours on July 6th and then a second rollout on July 20th. So a couple different opportunities to get your kits in the month of July and stay busy up until school starts again.
Great. So listeners can find more information on junodance.org. And I assume this is also the same for any artists that potentially want to participate?
Yeah, so this year we're not accepting any more artists at this time, but that would be a great place to find more information on what programming might look like next summer and how you can be involved. I have a list of artists that I always reach out to, so please, yes, contact us. Get your name on that list so I can keep artists, teachers, parents, families in the loop about what camp might hold for the future.
And is there anything else you'd like to share with listeners today?
I don't think so. You know, I just want to thank all of our families and friends for continuing to be so supportive of our program. I know that this has been a really stressful year and that families are having a hard time figuring out, you know, where their kids are going to be all summer and what options are available to them. So, you know, I'm just, again, grateful that our families were supportive and understood our, you know, reasoning behind needing to do things a little differently this year. And just, yeah, I hope that we can still find opportunities to be creative and learn together in this new wild world.
Thank you so much, Electra.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course.